Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like the state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably
yes.
Vote or wait?
Yes, I will definitely.
Thank you very much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Colin Allred.
Very favorable.
Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Roland Gutierrez?
I have no opinion on him.
Ron Kirk?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Very favorable.
Nathan Jensen?
Very favorable.
Victoria Nieve Criado?
Very favorable.
Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Yasmin Simon?
I don't know who she is.
That's fine. Thank you very much. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote if you had to choose today?
Definitely Ginsburg.
Thank you. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it education, like Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay? Is it a local control, like state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights? Is it voting rights, like restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy? Is it abortion, like Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms? Or guns, like sensible gun sales laws, requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons?
They're equally important, abortion and education.
But if you had to choose the one you care about the most,
Probably abortion.
Abortion. Thank you very much. And next, what is the next most important issue?
Education.
Education. Thank you. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes...
I'm supporting Ginsburg. It doesn't matter. I'm just supporting Ginsburg.
Oh, since I can choose for you in these questions, you can tell me which one do you prefer. The first one, which is the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
Which one is more important to me?
Yes. Which type of candidate?
I guess the first one, someone who can beat. All I care is about the Democrat winning.
Thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your
opinion. I'm definitely not voting for her.
Yeah, once again, I cannot
nothing matters to me. I am not voting for her.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful
okay.
day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.